A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
I'm Rob Cesternino, and today we're talking about the most interesting internet news stories of the week of August 9th, 2016, here on News AF.
If the story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Factual news.
Yes, that's right. Timbaland Tyson, again, asleep at the switch.
I didn't hear anything from Tyson.
Should we restart it? Or actually, let me just give you some sounds and you can play him in. No, just I'll give you some sounds and you can have Scott
pace him in for us later. We'll do it live. All right. Kay. We are back once again, News AF, and we're ready to jump into all of these fascinating stories once again here with the aforementioned Timbaland Tyson. Timbaland, how are you?
I'm so good, dude. Sorry, I was sharing this link so people could tune in live and watch us.
Okay, all right. So you were multitasking. So or actually, you were single tasking.
Yeah. Yep. I can only single task. I can't multitask, I guess. I never knew that about myself.
Yes. And here he is as well, the eye in the sky, one of the world's greatest mouth trumpeters. It is Danny Bryson. Danny, how are you?
No. After hearing you play that heartfelt solo, I can't compete with you, Rob. It was beautiful. I had tears welling up.
All right. Well, we are back once again to talk about your stories that got submitted to us once again this week at our email address, tips@newsaf.news. And of course, we are streaming live here on the Facebook page of Rob Has a Podcast, as we do every week on Tuesday afternoon if you're on the East Coast, Tuesday morning if you're on the West Coast, and we're ready to jump into it. TT, Timbaland Tyson, you said you had a good podcast story that you wanted to share with us before we got into it.
Yeah, do you have the breaking news blurb?
Oh, it's breaking news. I had no idea.
It's breaking news.
Here we go.
Breaking news are happening now.
Yes, breaking news. We break into News AF to bring you this piece of breaking news. Tyson, go ahead.
Hi, yes, Rob. I currently have a friend who's driving with a group of people from London all the way to Mongolia. And they've been trying to download podcasts at all their stops so they can listen to the podcasts. Apparently, ours was the only podcast of the hundreds of podcasts they tried to download that would actually download in Turkmenistan. His theory is that most podcasts are banned in Turkmenistan. Ours is not.
Yes.
Thoughts.
Okay. Excellent.
That's very good news for our Turkmenistan listeners.
Yes. We have always had a working relationship with the people of Turkmenistan.
Unless they are a despot or a tyrant, in which case we had know nothing and associate not at all with them. So
thank you for the disclaimer. Yes.
Yes.
NSA and TSA, if you're listening.
No. You got to do that.
All right. So we are really just, that's our wheelhouse, Turkmenistan. Big shout out to all of our listeners in Turkmenistan and watching us live as well on the Facebook page. So
good news for those guys.
Yes. They're driving from where to where again, Tyson?
London to Mongolia.
Why?
I think it's called like the Mongol Rally or something. And it's just
a Mongol rally.
Yeah. And it's just a whole bunch of different carloads of people driving all the way through. And he said that they get stopped on, you know, like at customs or at borders and stuff. And they'll be there for a full day sometimes, like trying to get visas to get into the countries. And so far, I think they've definitely made progress, but it's not always easy.
Doesn't sound like much of a race.
Sounds like the Paris to Dakar. What was it called? The Paris to Dakar. Isn't that one where they go from north to south? So this is just the latitude equivalent.
Yeah, but this is more of like a party race, like the Gumball Rally or something, where you just go and enjoy and have fun. I don't think they're like souping up their cars and pedal to the metal the whole time while flipping off the authorities of every respective nation.
Is it like that movie with Mr. Bean from the 90s?
It's exactly like that movie with Mr. Bean from the 90s.
Yeah.
Or,
all right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Like,
no, but I picture it more to be like the movie It's a Mad, 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 Mad World.
Yeah.
Where everybody just scrambling the whole time and thwarting each other every step of the way.
Yeah.
Rodney Dangerfield. Danny, your favorite actor, Rodney Dangerfield?
I am Rodney Dangerfield.
Wow. I didn't know in addition to the mouth trumpet, also Danny did impressions too.
I'm guessing that's what he sounds like. Does he sound like that?
He does not especially. If you hadn't have said his name, I never would have guessed that's who you were impersonating.
Well, obviously I wasn't impersonating him. I was just making sounds in an attempt to sound like him. So I failed.
Yeah, you did okay.
All right. So we are ready to jump into it, and hopefully we'll get some more impressions later on along the way. Are you ready? You ready to talk about our top story at this hour?
Always.
Yes. Okay. In addition to the Mongol rally, that there is some big news from the fast food industry that Xavier University in Ohio has announced the United States' first pizza ATM. The machine will run 24/7, and for $9, you can order your pizza through a touchscreen, and a hot pizza in a box comes out in 3 minutes. Danny, is this good news or bad news for the pizza industry?
I don't really care about the pizza industry, but for my taste buds, this is great news.
Great. Oh, you're excited for the pizza ATM. Tyson, are you equally as bullish about the pizza ATM?
No.
No.
Not at all. I see problems.
Problems. What?
3 minutes, dude. If you got a line of 10 people there, that's going to be a problem.
Hmm.
Yeah. 10 people, 3 minutes, 30 minutes. That's about how long it takes to order and have a pizza delivered to your house.
Yeah, but you don't have to stand around an ATM, a pizza ATM, with a bunch of strangers.
Yeah. So you burn off some of the calories in advance of your pizza by standing around. If anything, it's helping you.
Yeah. So Tyson, your problem with it is it doesn't work fast enough?
Yeah. It needs to spit those mofos out.
I don't think we have the technology yet for instantaneous pizza.
Mm, yeah. Could they potentially fix this, Tyson, by attaching an app to the pizza machine where then...
Yes.
Okay, so now, so you order your pizza and then you just go downstairs and go to the pizza ATM to pick it up, and you already paid for it. It's attached to your credit card.
I see all sorts of problems with that.
No, it tells you when it's ready and it gives you a code to type in the machine to spit out your pizza.
Hmm. Okay.
Okay. All right. That's a
now.
Good
what are the
solution.
Problems, Danny?
No. That's perfect. You've nailed it, Tyson. You should probably win some kind of peace prize.
Pizza prize.
Something. Pizza prize.
Yeah. It texts you. It Nobel texts you when prize. Your pizza is ready, and then it texts you a code to type in to spit it out, so that a stranger doesn't steal your pizza.
Yeah. John Lally says, this is not an ATM. It's a vending machine. Calling it an ATM makes it sound cool, but it's just a vending machine. Danny, do you agree or disagree?
Excellent point. We've been conned by these articles calling it an ATM. It is a vending machine, just a delicious one, a hot, cheesy, delicious vending machine. I don't think that they gain much by calling it an ATM. Are the pizzas made of money?
Hmm. Tyson, do you think this is more ATM or vending machine?
It's definitely vending machine. I thought it was weird that it was called an ATM because what does ATM stand for?
Automated teller machine, I believe.
I mean, I guess it's giving you pizza. So, but I usually think of a teller as dealing with some type of currency, right? Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe. Pizza is the currency of the future. This is like a Bitcoin.
Well, I'm thinking if you called the pizza man a teller, then that would make sense to call the pizza machine
more,
an ATM.
I think it is more ATM than vending machine because you're ordering the pizza. You're telling it what it wants. It's not like the pizza is, there waiting for you. So you are sort of like dealing with, instead of like a real world pizza person, you are dealing with just the machine. So I think it is more ATM than vending machine.
So are you choosing toppings and everything on this thing?
Yes.
Or do you just have a few options?
Well, you have as many options as are on the machine. According to the machine, you can order a number of different toppings. I don't have the exact toppings here. In the picture that they tweeted, pepperoni is available as a topping. Now, I don't know if pineapple and ham are available.
Shouldn't be. What I'm saying is, can you do like a pepperoni pineapple? Because that's not a common thing. But if you can drop the toppings on there, then I guess it's more of a teller. But if you just start choosing from a list of options, like it's a vending machine, then it would be a vending machine.
Yeah. Now,
if you're dictating the exact stuff that you want on your pizza, then that could be listed as an ATM. That's where we'll draw the line. How does that sound? Agreed?
I agree.
Yeah,
agree.
I like
that. Danny, have we buried the lead that there are pizza-making robots that live in this ATM/vending machine?
Yeah, and you know, something that we're going to have to talk about as the age of robots approaches is what kind of rights do these people or robots have inside that machine?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are we treating them inhumanely by forcing them to stay in those hot, miserable, cheesy conditions and not letting them come out time to time?
Yeah.
These are things we need to think about.
Yes. Dyson, how do you believe the machine works? Is there just one small robot that lives in the machine that makes all the pizzas?
I don't think a single robot could make a pizza in 3 minutes. So I feel like there's multiple robots.
Multiple robots. A robot assembly line.
They're incorporating
the Henry Ford method.
Is it possible that one of the robots is a Scarlett Johansson mini replica?
It could be. I heard that they actually tried to put little kids in there to make pizzas, but they had less than desirable results with the kids in that hot pizza machine making pizza. But they were the only ones able to fit until they found a robot that would work in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, the taste testers are saying that the pizza tastes amazing, and the machine has been a hit in France for over a decade. Is it possible that this machine could put the human pizza makers out of business, Tyson?
I think they'd have to get more machines than just this one to actually do that nationwide. Mm-hmm.
But if there's a pizza vending machine on every corner in the United States of America, would that put the pizza industry out on the streets?
If there were drones, definitely, because people are still going to want their pizza delivered from time to time. Plus, what about a large order? What if you need to get 30 pizzas for a party?
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
So
I got to be honest, man, the pizza, are you looking at the tweet? Again, this is from tweeted by Xavier Admissions on Twitter. The pizza does not really look that great.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean it doesn't taste great.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
And remember all the stuff you thought was delicious in high school? Look back at it now.
Yeah. And remember what the scripture says, don't judge a book by its cover. So.
That's true. Just so don't judge a pizza by its box.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Oh, and by the way, does this eliminate boxes? Is this a good environmental?
No. It comes in a box. It comes in a box. Oh, it does not just come out on a plate. So no, this is still creating.
And it
boxes.
Doesn't come wrapped in two other pizzas.
Yes. Drew in the chat did ask, does it come in its own pizza box? No, or a box made of pizza? No, it does not.
Here's another problem I foresee. Let's say it's late night at a college and everybody wants the pizza at the same time. Not only is there a wait, there's also probably a limited amount of pizza dough you can jam in that machine.
There's 70 pizzas.
30. Oh, yeah, 70. 70.
Not enough.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're restocking it after the lunch rush and dinner rush.
Yeah, I'm sure they are too, but still.
Okay yeah, there's going to be shortages. I get it.
If the pizza's as good as these college students are saying, then, we're going to have some shortages.
Maybe riots.
Okay. Now, this article from Time.com, I feel like, seems to throw a little shade at Domino's Pizza, that they say that there are 70 pizzas that get stored in the ATM, but they may be restocked fast, especially because, according to Cincinnati.com, the only other pizza option available to students is Domino's.
Yeah, what's wrong with Domino's? I had it yesterday.
It seems like they're saying that this should be a hit because the only other option is Domino's.
Gosh.
I like Domino's.
Me too.
Would you rather have a Domino's pizza or an ATM pizza?
I would rather have a Domino's pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got that garlic bread-like crust.
Oh, yeah.
It's very delicious. Yeah,
or the thin crust, the crunchy thin crust. I'll eat that, too.
I like that.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think I'd rather have Domino's pizza than ATM pizza.
Yeah.
I'd have the pizza delivered to me at the ATM.
Yeah.
Just so I can eat in front of everybody else.
Tyson, do you think that they should add ATM functionality as well to the pizza making ATM? Traditional ATM.
I mean, why not? But if you're spending your money on a pizza at an ATM, you don't have a lot of cash to pull. That's a guarantee.
All right, Tyson, I've got the ultimate thing to close the deal for you. What about a pizza ATM that also has slot machine functionality?
I'm in. 100%. Oh, wow. I don't care the cost of the pizza.
Greasiest machine.
Oh, my God.
It'd be so greasy.
Okay.
Now you're making me rethink this a little bit. But I think if you can get on a fresh, clean machine, it's going to be perfect.
Yeah. Will the pizza machine spin around? What's the name of that game that you play, Tyson? The chameleon.
Chameleon spin, bro.
the bonus game for dessert comes out.
Yeah.
If you unlock.
Do you miss it? Yeah. Do you miss that game, Rob?
Yes. Yeah. All right, let's talk about another story going on. Also pizza related. Tyson, I know you're somebody that takes your jalapeno peppers very seriously. Are they fresh? Are they pickled?
I do.
Is something I've heard you ask on more than one occasion. So going back to Domino's. There is a Scottish woman, this sent to us by Zach Brooks, a Scottish woman has been banned by her local Domino's for having unreasonably high expectations for the number of extra jalapenos she's been receiving from Domino's. She orders pizza 4 times a week and apparently has complained many times about her requests for extra jalapenos. She says that Domino's is only giving her 7 peppers, and that's not enough extra jalapenos. And so they wrote back to her and said she's banned from the store because she has unreasonable expectations.
Wow. I'm pretty sure that if she was to stop ordering, no one from this Domino's would check on her.
Yeah. Yes. Here is the email that was sent to her from the complaint response. They said to her, "It has been decided that as we cannot meet your expectations, we will no longer be serving you. Kind regards, Vanessa Leftley." Very short and to the point. Danny, is this a win for Domino's or a loss for the customer service department?
I mean, where's they couldn't find some kind of compromise. You know, there's always a good compromise out there. That's just they gave her the same number of peppers every time. And she called and complained every single time. And nobody really was willing to move ground or give ground.
Make her order extra, extra. Right.
So you want to charge her for more.
Exactly. There's a way around this. I don't think this is a great move on Domino's UK's part.
Well, here's what they said. Here is the official Domino's response. They said that Mrs. Shabir, that's the woman who's complaining, she has been a frequent complainant at the store in question. Despite every effort by our store team to satisfy Mrs. Shabir, it seemed as though we were unable to meet her expectations. And so it was suggested that it may be best for both parties if we do not accept any future orders from her. We fully support the store's decision in this case. These decisions are not taken lightly. However, in some limited circumstances, unfortunately, it is our only course of action. Now, as somebody who works in a field that receives numerous complaints in the podcasting world, I do think that the right move is, you know, you do, especially if a complaint is placed with, you know, that there is, it's not a rude complaint where it's somebody, you know, as long as somebody is being polite, I think you should try to at least hear that complaint out. But then at the point where the person becomes unreasonable and there's nothing more than you can do, I think that you reach a point where you're able to say, you know, we will miss you. Thank you very much. It's been nice. It's been nice knowing you.
Couldn't they just have blocked? So take her orders. I don't know how she's ordering. If she was ordering by phone, then there's really nothing you do. But if she was ordering online, what you could do is just take her orders, give her pizza, and block her phone number.
Hmm.
Because she was still ordering pizzas, 4 times a week, even though she was complaining.
Yeah.
So
sounds like she just wanted somebody to talk to.
Yeah, she might just be lonely.
Is that possible? Tyson, do you get extra jalapenos? Or are you happy with just the amount of jalapenos they will give you?
I won't get any jalapenos if they're pickled.
Yes.
If they're fresh, I want as many fresh jalapenos as possible. Domino's does not do fresh jalapenos. They just do pickled ones, which are a dime a dozen. You buy them in these giant, they probably have vats of them.
Mm-hmm.
So You and they're garbage because they're pickled. So it's just like, I don't throw as many. What they should do is go overboard with them a bunch of times and teach this girl a lesson.
Because they're terrible in the first place.
Yeah.
So, well, what do you do with the jalapenos? I'm not a jalapeno guy. Do you eat them separately? Do you put them on the pizza?
No, they slice them and put them directly on the pizza. If you want a good pizza, pepperoni and fresh jalapeno.
Yeah, and what do you do with it? And you put that on there? I remember, like, I feel
it's
like...
It's already on there.
I feel like in college, we didn't have pizza ATMs when I went to college. And I feel like that you would get a pizza and there would just be like a whole jalapeno like that would be coming in the pizza.
You're thinking of an Olive Garden salad.
Is that an Olive Garden salad?
Yeah.
It's easy to get the two mixed
up. I get that
up.
Confused. I did do a semester overseas at Olive Garden.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. At the headquarters in Italy where
at the headquarters in Topeka, Kansas. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
The fresh jalapenos are sliced like you see in our picture here, and they just lay them down and cook them with the pizza, and they're delicious.
Okay. Danny, are you a jalapeno guy?
Yeah, I've actually had the pepperoni jalapeno Domino's pizza before.
And it was good?
Far more than 7. Were put on my pizza. Yeah, it was actually really hot.
You get
hot.
7 extra, I think.
So I think that they could just piled it on and made her sick once, you know, like your dad making you smoke an entire pack of cigarettes. They could have done something like that and got her off the whole jalapeno kick in the first place.
So you want Domino's to sit this woman down and say, you want extra jalapenos, you sit here and you eat this whole jar of extra jalapenos.
Yeah. Exactly, a pickled jalapeno.
Keep going.
And then drink the juice.
Keep going, you're not getting up until it's done.
Exactly.
That's all they need to do.
Yeah. I think that would have been better for everyone involved.
Yeah. The woman, Annalise Shabir, unfortunately, only 23 followers for her on on Twitter. I'll follow her. Maybe we could get her on the show. We can get her side of the story.
Okay. And we can see why she likes pickled jalapenos.
Yeah.
I think Tyson's focusing on an element of the story.
I'm wondering if this is even
important.
A real person, because how could she only be have 23 followers and be at the center of this controversy?
Maybe she's picky.
Yeah, real person has this few followers.
And it sounds like she's pretty confrontational, so maybe that number says a lot about her personality.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's see. Her Twitter name is @MaryPoppinsRocks. That's ROX. I don't know if she's been especially...
She's a Disney fan, too.
Yeah. So
I see a picture coming together here.
Yeah. So there she is. Only one retweet and no favorites either on her complaint tweets about this. So this is really that I feel like that we should probably be able to get her side of the story pretty easily. No,
I don't know if we want her side of the story.
Yeah. Well, it seems like that she wasn't really on Twitter. Like, she joined Twitter. She didn't tweet anything. And then she had she went to like some school play. And then posted a couple pictures and then went right into the Domino's thing.
It kind of feels like we're stalking her.
I guess so. Well, we'll try to interview her. We're just trying to do our due diligence as journalists.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's true.
She's only following 78 people. And interestingly, her most recent follow, you won't believe it.
Me.
No. Nope.
Donald Trump.
Domino's.
No. Pizza Hut.
Oh,
a real slap in the face.
Is that true?
Yeah, although she has not yet unfollowed Domino's Lithgow and Domino's Pizza UK.
Okay.
How about that? How about a real slap in the face? That was like when Can You Hear Me Now Verizon guy started making commercials for Sprint.
Yeah,
yeah, that was huge. That was a big get.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have to say, though, he definitely does look older.
He looks older.
Because everybody ages. It's inevitable. So I don't know if you know this, Tyson, but.
Yeah, I didn't think of that.
Yeah. Our own Antonio Mazzaro has tweeted and says that pizza ATM at Xavier is about 10 minutes from me. I could attempt a road test at some point if we need. Should the woman from Glasgow, Annalise, if there was a pizza ATM near her house, would that solve the problem, Tyson?
It possibly could, but it sounds like she needs someone more direct to complain to.
No, that's the beauty of it. That's the beauty of the pizza ATM. There is no one for her to complain to.
Is that going to be good for her or bad for her?
Good.
So she'll be happy that she can't complain to anybody.
Yeah, there's bigger problems in the world than not enough jalapenos that come extra with your pizza. If there's no person to take that complaint, I believe the world is a better place.
Maybe this is something the pizza vending machine people should look at. Some kind of robot AI that people can call in with their phone and talk to. You know, these lonely pizza people.
Call your congressperson. But even though she lives in Scotland. I mean, what do you want to do? That's life. There's not that many jalapenos that come extra with your pizza.
Yeah, c'est la vie.
Move on. Next thing.
Yeah, yeah. You're hot around the collar.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Too much complaining. Too much complaining going on. Buy a jar of jalapenos and let's move on.
Okay.
Leave those poor people at Domino's alone.
She can add her own.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm Team Domino's on this. Yeah. And if Annalise wants to come on the podcast to talk about that, she's welcome to come on. All right.
Okay.
This is a very interesting story that was sent to us by a number of our listeners.
Yeah.
And it's a sad story that concerns a man in Philadelphia. His name was Leroy Bill Black. He passed away this past week and was a very beloved man because he received not one but two different obituaries in the local newspaper. One was from his loving wife and another was from his loving girlfriend who apparently either did not know or did not care about the wife. Tyson, is there any better testament to this man that he was obituatized? What was the right word?
Yeah, obituatized by two loving women.
Yes, obituated.
I mean, three would be better than two.
Three would be better.
And yeah, this is amazing. I don't know how Rachel feels about this yet, but it's going to be my goal to have like 10 obituaries made, and all of them thinking that they're the only obituary. It doesn't have to be from lovers or girlfriends or anything like that. I feel like I could just like, you know, portray myself as single to a group of guys. And then when I pass on, they're like, well, he didn't have anyone. Let's write an obituary for him. And it would be like a total bro obituary. And this is
a brobituary.
Yeah.
Brobituary.
Danny, would you author Tyson's brobituary?
Yes, Tyson, loving father.
He didn't like to exercise as much as I did. Maybe if he would have exercised a little more, he'd still be here with me.
Dies of heart disease and obesity.
Wait, how would I not know that you're a father? I'm supposed to not know about anything about your life other than some small little part of it that I knew.
You're not supposed to know that somebody else is probably writing me an obituary. That's how you get multiple obituaries written.
Well, I like how he handed out the same photo to both women.
Yes.
I mean, he could have been at least a little creative and said, like, here's this one of me in my white suit. Here's this one of me kicking a brick in half.
Yeah.
You know, kind of showcase different elements of his personality.
Now, do we think that the wife knew about the girlfriend or the girlfriend knew about the wife? Do you think he was leading double lives?
I think that's pretty obvious. But also, I want to go back to the kicking the brick in half. How great would that picture be if he's like in a full karate gi and just like smashing a brick in half and be like, this is what I want. Now I have to go out and get pictures of me doing this stuff. So if I ever do have an untimely death, Rachel has a catalog to choose.
Here's a big complaint I have with the world, okay? And
is this about jalapenos?
No. Leroy has brought up an issue that has long simmered inside of me, and that is everyone should have some kind of picture, flattering, something awesome that people give out when they die. Because I notice when a lot of people die an untimely death, the people or the news organization or the newspaper get like the worst picture of that person. Like when they're half smiling, they're, you know, half their teeth are exposed, they're blurry on one side. And you're like, really? That's the only picture you have?
So you think that people need to go out and take dead shots?
Well, yes. Because especially if you're going to be a criminal, you want your family to have a picture other than a mugshot to put up when you die. It's just like a service that we should offer people.
When somebody goes out to get their dead shots retaken, be the photographer. Talk us through what you're having them do. Are you having them, are they sort of like
Do what?
Like, is that a good?
No,
but there's karate chopping bricks and stuff.
Yeah,
man.
Or like, you know, doing something awesome, like breaking a bat over their knee, or like them.
They look very angry,
looking super handsome. It's just, look, the picture that gets posted 9 times out of 10 on the news when a criminal dies is them in jail or being processed. And it's like, really, nobody had a better picture for this guy.
Okay, but what about if you're not a criminal?
The only time he took a picture was when he was being processed at jail.
Hey, I think it should be up to the person. I think it should just be whatever your Facebook photo is. So you get to pick it.
Okay.
You
work
up,
right,
you're
yeah.
responsible for keeping it up to date. If you die without a dead shot left for them to use, they just default to whatever your Facebook image is.
Okay, I like that. That is a good idea. Since most people, you know, I bet Leroy had a Facebook page. This was probably his profile
picture. No, Leroy
is
definitely not having a Facebook page, because then his girlfriend is like, oh, why didn't you add me? And then his wife is like...
How do you think he got in contact with his girlfriend? Through Facebook.
I don't know.
I'm just saying, he might. And this actually is probably the picture from his Facebook page.
It probably is.
I'm going to actually start. I think my Instagram is now going to be pictures that... There's only going to be two options. Pictures of my child,
mm-hmm.
or pictures that I want in my obituary if I happen to die.
If you happen to.
So starting today, those are the only two pictures you're going to see on my Instagram feed.
No,
and they'll be labeled as such. So
yeah,
you know.
I was going to say, you need to have a hashtag, like, instead of, we could death pick, D-pick.
D-pick.
I think that's taken.
Yeah, D-pick.
You wouldn't want to confuse those two yeah. if someone put the wrong D-pick up on your obituary.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess it depends on what the cause of death was. I think that would probably be a part of the factor.
What about untimely D-pick?
Untimely D-pick.
Yeah. Okay. That's pretty good.
I think that's the worst kind. Yeah.
We need to come up with something, because people need better pitchers. They deserve more.
People deserve more.
They deserve a better pitcher when they die. That'll be our motto. A better pitcher for your death.
Yeah.
Go ahead and submit all your death photos to us via Twitter, and we can tell you how awesome they are. So if you got any ones of you guys chopping boards with the karate gis on or something like that, those are sound ideal.
Right.
Or doing a sweet jump on a BMX bike, or like cutting a tree down with an axe, or eating a giant hamburger, I don't know. There's tearing your shirt off. I think there's a lot of options. Plus, remember, Photoshop is a possibility. So you don't even have to do these things. You just have to find a professional who can make you do these things, like you shaking hands with Putin, or riding a horse while fighting a tiger.
I think you don't want that. Yeah.
I'm just saying there's lots of options. I'm trying to be, Rob, I'm just trying to give people an idea. Okay.
Right. And so really, we're giving new meaning to faces of death, that we are trying to find what are the best pictures that you want to see. Like, it's basically like a last will and testament of an album that you want of pictures that you want to be displayed.
Yeah, everyone Correct. Should have that. And then we wouldn't have this thing with Leroy where it's the exact same picture. We know nothing more about Leroy.
That's your issue with this story? That Leroy had that both the wife and the girlfriend had the same picture of him?
The same picture. And he probably gave, I'm guessing he gave them the picture, right? Mm. And so why?
Or it was his Facebook profile picture.
Or, yeah, that's true. But I think he probably gave them the picture, and this is his best picture. He didn't have something awesome, you know, to do, like jumping a car or just, I don't know, eating a big Subway sandwich.
How about this for awesome? His wife and his girlfriend both wrote an obituary for him. That's not awesome enough for you, Danny?
That sounds like a lot of work. Awesome for one man is not awesome for another.
Not one, but two women like him enough to write an obituary for him? Then please.
Think about, okay, that's twice the nagging, twice the complaining, twice the mess, twice the money, twice, you know, it's just double everything, all the good.
Yeah, but it's
and
double
the
all the good stuff too.
Yeah, and the bad though.
How do you? Maybe they were both awesome.
No. Well, listen to this. Have you ever thought of this? When the stuff turns bad, you go to the other one where it's good, and then when that turns bad, go back. So all you're getting is the good, maybe.
Yeah, all you're getting is the good. And I also disagree with that hypothesis, Tyson. Maybe it was so good with the wife that he said, "This is great. What's better than one? Two. I'll be in two great relationships.
Plus
Nicole
the stress.
Nicole will be pleased to hear you say that.
Plus yeah. the stress of knowing both of them are out there, probably yeah. in the same vicinity. I mean, the guy,
is
how do you sleep
him.
At night? Especially make sure there's no scissors near your bed's nightstand because
well,
it's just dangerous.
Can you imagine all the, I mean, dude, he's not sleeping at night. He's got two girlfriends.
Yeah. Hey. Hey, yo. Yeah. That's right.
And kids.
No. Let's not go there, Danny.
Okay. All right. But I just, that's my main problem with this is the same pitcher. Come on.
Okay. Leroy. All right. Okay. Well, we'll see. That you think that Leroy should have had a separate set of pictures that he gave to the girlfriend?
Yeah, to kind of rub it in his face, in his wife's face, like he's got a picture of him in the tropics that mm-hmm. he has his girlfriend post, and then his wife posts this boring picture of him in a suit. Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of like, hey, you were the safe bet; she was the wild party.
Mm-hmm.
That yeah. I mean, he could have done that.
They were probably
so. Now you thought he should try and slight his wife.
No. He's saying, look, I appreciate the security you gave me. A little bit boring, but. I felt secure in your arms. And then the other
yeah,
one's like,
yeah, that sounds
yeah,
like a
you
compliment.
Were a party. I love drinking mimosas with you on the beach and like doing wild, crazy things. It's just, you know, like a tribute to them.
Wow.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Let's get at it. Let's get out of the saga
yeah,
of Leroy before we get in trouble with this. Here's a story that comes to us from north of the border where police in Toronto recalled this week when there were reports of a man with a gun in the downtown Toronto area. The police arrived and found that the armed man was actually a cardboard cutout of Arnold Schwarzenegger as the Terminator.
Remember,
is that more dangerous or less dangerous than an actually armed man?
We had a similar story. Do you guys remember?
No, which was this?
The guy yes. who broke into the weightlifting thing?
Yes.
There was a cutout in there that it, you know, also caused a response.
Yes, yes. What was that? Which cardboard cutout was that?
Oh, I don't remember. But, I mean, these cardboard cutouts are causing problems.
I feel like the story there was that a man broke into a gym to work out.
Oh, is that what it was?
And I feel like maybe there was a cardboard cutout there as
there
well.
There was a cardboard cutout involved.
Yes.
Okay, all right. So he broke in, and I think he stole the cardboard cutout.
Yeah, that's what he did.
I'm just saying that maybe store owners should be a little bit more careful when they're putting up these cardboard cutouts.
Yeah,
cardboard cutouts are hilarious. And also, I think they're usually free promotionally unless you're finding ones like this. This probably costs $25 on the internet.
So, Tyson, what is the origin story of this cardboard cutout of the Terminator? Do you think that there were some punk kids that went out and they decided to leave this around to mess with people? Do you think, is this some sort of viral yeah. marketing for the Blu-ray release of the Terminator Genesis?
Or Laserdisc?
Laserdisc release?
When I was a child, there were kids, and I won't name their names, who would make these shiny-eyed kitties, and what they were cardboard cutouts of a cat, and then you glue two dimes as the eyes and put them in the middle yep. of the road. So when a car, and then you put like a can of tomato soup to stand it up. And when a car comes around a corner, if it's perfectly timed, they hit the can. They see the cat, but it's
this is
too
very
late
elaborate
to come to a
prank.
Yeah.
It's a great
they
prank.
Hit they see the cat, jam on their brakes, but it's too late because of the placement of the cat. They hit it. What they hit is the can of soup that explodes everywhere, so they think it's blood, and the sound of the can bouncing around under their car, they think it's a cat, and then they
metal
get
cat.
Out, and they're like, oh no! And then they see a cardboard cutout cat with two dimes glued down, and they start scanning around looking for the culprit.
Yeah. It's an emotional yeah, roller coaster ride for those people.
It really is. It goes from straight panic and fear to complete sorrow and sadness to
rage.
Rage.
Wow. Roller coaster of human drama.
Yep.
Yeah.
Kind of like what the Terminator did, the same thing. Think about those police guys, guns out, approaching it as stealth as they possibly can, and then they're like getting ready to shoot whatever it is.
Yeah.
Because, and yeah. then it's like, bam,
Probably. Yeah, it's almost like being a fan of the Terminator franchise where it's like, oh my God, oh, I'm so scared as a Terminator. And like, oh no, he's a good guy now. I'm so, no, I love him. It's like, oh wait, what did they do to the Terminator movies? And then by the end, yeah, I hate the Terminator movies. I'm so mad that they did
rage.
This.
Rage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, angry. So the
very similar.
The police then tweeted out a report about this. And they said, police on the scene, this was the from tweeted by the police department. Police on the scene have located a Terminator cutout holding a gun. Hashtag, I'll be back.
Okay, laughing at themselves. That's good.
Yeah, they could have done better with that tweet.
What should the tweet have been?
I think it should have been a picture of the cutout with like 80 bullet holes in it.
Terminate it.
Yeah,
hasta la vista, baby.
Hashtag police rule.
Yeah. That's
something
right.
like that.
Or they
that
could have put it in
better.
The patrol car and just, you know, cataloged an entire evening with the cutout. Driving around, arresting criminals, holding a beer, frisking women. I mean, they could have made this a great been really good. They ruined it.
So do you feel like
tasing each other?
Yeah.
Was this some version of the silver-eyed kitty prank?
The shiny-eyed kitty.
There were some punk kids that hey, there's a guy in the park with a gun. You better get down here quick.
I don't think he made the call. I think if you properly place that behind lighting and everything is correct, people would assume, look, he's holding a gun. Yeah, I think that was the intent, and it sounds like the execution was nearly perfect.
Do you not think that this was some kind of a scarecrow to keep all of the riffraff out of the park? Of like, oh, there's a guy in there with a gun. We better find someplace else to cause problems.
Yeah, but let's not call the police.
I would have called the police on the fact that there's a guy in the park who is able to stand incredibly still for a really long period of time. That's what would have jumped out to me. That guy's not moving at all.
There's a dead guy standing up? Is that what your problem is?
Police.
Bernie.
There may be a corpse in the park. It's someone has propped up and it's just perfectly still.
Yeah. Tyson, should there be a Terminator cutout ATM put in different parks around the North American provinces and states?
I don't see why not.
Danny, would you get one?
I think maybe a cardboard cutout of yourself doing awesome stuff would be even better.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that would be great.
Tyson, have you ever gotten a cardboard cutout of Jeff Probst, which is available at the CBS store?
No. How much are they?
It's like $35, I think.
How many do you have?
I don't have any, but I feel like I should have one.
But you know
every
the price.
Every scene at his dinner table is filled by Jeff.
I know Cochran used to have one, and he used to always like tweet pictures with it. I don't want it to be creepy, but I think it would be funny.
Put it in the park, or what you could do, and this is just my idea, place it like in a preschool before school starts, like hiding in the bushes.
No.
Is that not funny?
No.
Don't do that. Let's talk about the week in Cheetos news, because it seems like every week we seem to have another story involving Cheetos. This week, Wendy Jung sends us a story about a restaurant in California that has taken sushi burritos to the next level by wrapping them in hot Cheetos. Tyson.
I like it.
All right. You're in on the sushi roll crusted with broken up hot Cheetos?
You know it, dude, because they have spicy stuff on there anyways, and a lot of times it's spicy mayo, which is gross. I'd definitely skip the spicy mayo for spicy Cheetos. Plus, it adds a little crunch, and that's good in a sushi roll.
Danny, you're in on this too?
The burrito's fine. I'm looking at these pictures again. I can't get over it.
A sushi burrito's too big.
Is there any other way to take pictures of a handheld food, you know, that doesn't involve your feet in the picture? Is that like... Did someone send out why Texas said, hey, if you're going to take a picture of a handheld food, make sure your
just
cute
cup
shoes.
It like this in front of your crotch.
Yeah, yes. Make sure your super cute shoes are in frame. Okay. Is this something? I didn't get that text, so I'm just wondering.
So you're looking at the, this is a BuzzFeed article. So you're commenting on the photo that they used. That the girl that's eating it is has her feet in the picture.
Well, and then the next one's the exact same. It's okay. Like, oh, hey, by the way, if you're going to take a picture of food that you hold in your hand, make sure you have your finest wrist jewelry on and that your shoes are in frame.
Right. So your problem is that people seem to be taking the same POV shot where the phone is like up by their face and they're looking down holding their burrito.
Cupping a burrito.
Yeah.
Cupping's big right now, at least in Rio.
Yeah,
so they're cupping that burrito. I appreciate the last picture where the guy's got grass in the background. You know, he's being super creative. And actually, his burrito, sushi burrito, looks way better.
Yeah. Okay, so you guys are up for this. This is not appealing to me. I'm sort of over the Cheetos. I don't even want them just as Cheetos. Especially hot Cheetos, but
flaming Cheetos.
Yeah, I don't eat it. I'm fine. I was fine with the sushi as it was. That you could have sushi burritos where you can choose your fillings. The Cheetos are simply an extra feature which you can add on. I would opt out if I could.
Well, you wouldn't have to opt out. They come without. You just don't say you
want them.
Well,
I would not opt in.
Okay. I would opt in at least once.
I would too.
Yeah.
There you have it. 2 out of 3 Americans would eat the spicy Cheeto.
You guys mentioned the cupping. Are you guys watching a lot of the Olympics, Tyson?
I'm watching almost zero of them, but I'm catching some of the highlights. I was a swimmer in college, so I followed the swimming a little bit here and there. And I was a cyclist as well, so I watched the Olympic road races.
And Danny, are you a big Olympic nut?
I'm mostly interested in the cupping.
The cupping.
I scan the articles to see who has that cupping bruise on them.
Yeah,
swim team really
scientists,
does.
All the scientists and doctors are saying that cupping is the only sure cure-all.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yes. So you guys are pro-cupping or anti-cupping?
I've never had it.
Rachel's pro-cupping. She's had it done.
Yes.
And I said, there's no science that really backs up those claims, but whatever. And it's a pseudoscience at best. Isn't that what the argument is? Is that NBC was giving it more credit than it really was. And so everybody got mad and it's like, it's just a pseudoscience.
Yeah.
And just because Michael Phelps does it doesn't mean that it's correct.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that Michael Phelps does that doesn't mean that they're correct as well. But in terms
maybe
of
most of the things he does.
Yeah. He eats at Subway.
Yeah, that's dangerous.
Just to set this up, Danny, can you explain cupping for any of our listeners who may not know what it is?
As far as I can tell, I just look at pictures. I tend not to read things.
I know how cupping works.
It's just a suction cup, right, Tyson?
Like a vacuum, right?
Like a vacuum. Yeah, a vacuum. Like
You guys are both wrong. That's like a glass bulb cup thing. They put it on your skin. They heat it up, and then when it cools down, it sucks your skin into it, which sucks the blood supposedly to the surface of the skin. Or to the spot of injury, which then with more blood there can heal faster.
Use leeches, Tyson?
Because leeches eat the blood. The cupping doesn't pull the blood from your body.
Could I do this with a vacuum cleaner?
Probably. Yeah, I think you could.
Could you just give somebody a hickey where their bruise is?
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. That's a good idea.
Yeah, you could do a lot of different things.
I bet the NBA basketball team went to a place where they could have done that. At least three of the players did.
Is that what they were going for? They were trying to find a place to get cups organically?
You're not using cups. You're using your mouth, but that's okay.
Yes. Okay. Let's talk about another story. So we talked about the customer service going on.
That's the transition?
Yes.
Okay.
We talked about a customer service call that went awry with Domino's. Over at Zappos, they believe in really getting to the bottom of these issues. Stephanie Bourgeois sent us a question or a story that said that Zappos has set a new record for the longest customer service call, clocking in at 10 hours and 43 minutes.
Whoa,
that's a lot. No bail for that?
No bail. The call was initially to help a customer with an order. However, the customer and the representative formed a bond and continued to talk about their lives, their travels, and families for the entire day with bathroom breaks. The other employees brought him food and water during the call. Danny, should this be rewarded? This sounds like this was a complete waste of everybody's time.
Zappos is a different kind of company, right? They are definitely different, and that could be good or bad, right? Maybe this is the bond that buys 10,000 shoes. You don't know what we might get from this customer. You don't know who that other person is on the other side of the phone. They could maybe be the best customer in the world, super rich, buys tons of shoes and whatever else Zappos sells. So you can't dismiss it, but 10 hours and 29 minutes.
43 minutes.
43 minutes. Pretty that's pretty bad. I mean, how many calls could he have fielded in that time?
Yeah, so you're saying that if this person was like Bill Gates or Warren Buffett, maybe this is a good use of time.
Yeah, but then again, Bill Gates and Warren Buffett wouldn't have that much time for you. So what I'm saying is more, it's like the wife of a deceased Bill Gates
who
makes this call. That's the perfect scenario.
That's what
scenario.
I'm thinking. I'm thinking that this is bad for Zappos because people like that are going to call now. They're like, oh, they have to listen to me until I'm ready to hang up. Cat ladies, unite. Call Zappos.
Yeah. Do you think that there was like some manager like, keep them on the line. Keep them on the line. Don't let them hang up. Keep going. Go.
Yeah, like world record.
Yeah, I mean, what do you do? Like, I don't think I've ever talked to anybody in my life for 10 hours and 43 minutes. Let alone some stranger on the line at Zappos.
Yeah. I mean, what could you talk about? I'm really curious. I want more
details.
Don't
knock it till you try it, man. Let's all call. Should we all call Zappos with this
at
week
the same
and
time?
See how long we can talk to them?
See how long
at
we
the same time wrap up their whole customer service department?
Yeah.
We could do it all with all of our listeners. We all call Zappos at the same time and see who can talk the longest.
Have a record to see how long we can go on. But like, do we have to start with a customer service call? Do we have to like demonstrate that we are returning something and then just keep seeing how long we keep them on the line for?
No, everybody has an account with Zappos.
Yeah, everyone has an account. The guy says at Zappos, we encourage employees to stay on the phone for as long as the customer wants, even if it's over 10 hours.
Yeah. See? So Zappos, while most companies reward fast customer service calls, Zappos will encourage employees to stay on the phone with customers as long as the customer wants to encourage keeping the customer happy. So as long as the people want to stay on the phone for, Zappos will talk to you.
Wow.
Four years ago, they had a 10 and a half hour call 4 years ago.
Wow. Could they combine Zappos with some sort of like suicide hotline number also to sort of just like, it seems like it's like the same skill set.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or aloneness prevention, loneliness prevention, aloneness.
Yeah.
Strike that from the record. Loneliness prevention.
Okay.
So, I knew what you were saying.
Yeah. They will talk and talk and talk to you. I wonder if they'd be good podcasters, the Zappos people.
A 10-hour, maybe we should try a 10-hour episode.
Yeah, Tyson, you and I have never even come close to that with any record-setting podcast.
We could, but I don't see the need.
Maybe we should start off with some sort of like customer service call inquiry at the start of the next podcast we do.
Ooh, and then break the world record.
Yeah, like you should buy like the evolution of strategy and have like some issue with it, and then we could talk about that for a while. Really get the ball rolling.
When are we going to break the world record for podcast? When we have over 100,000 reviews on iTunes?
I feel like the world record is something like over 24 hours straight.
Yeah, I feel like we could do that.
Didn't those one guy's podcast reading all the terms and conditions? And it was 33 hours.
Yeah.
Well, we can beat the world record, but we need lots and lots of reviews.
Yeah. So we'll see. I mean,
what's that number?
I think it's the last time I tried something like this, I ended up with my shirt off podcasting for 2 hours. So I don't know what that number is, Tyson, but my life is fine without the world record for longest podcast.
We need the world record in something.
I'm sure I have it in something. Yeah.
I mean, we should try and get something easily attainable.
Yeah. In writing.
All right. Well, keep us posted. Send us in your ideas for a world record that we could achieve. Tips at newsaf.news. All right, time to talk about everybody's favorite segment, Pokemon AF. Danny, Pokemon still going?
It is. I have read some stories that say it's slowing down, and it's not going to be played in Iran, unfortunately.
Why not? Why not?
The Iran says it's a safety problem, so they're not going to allow Pokemon to be played in their country.
That's wise of them. It is. It is a safety hazard, but... Whatever.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So this is according to NBC News. Travis Randolph sent us the story. At the University of Idaho, they'll be offering a new class called Pop Culture Games, which will offer credit for students playing Pokemon Go. The class will use Pokemon Go to encourage teamwork, physical activity, and as well as engage families in active games together. Danny, would you, if your kids were going to college, how would you feel about them taking the Pokemon Go class?
I mean, it sounds about as valuable as a English major. So, or, you know, there's lots of options here. They, I mean, my kids could do Pokemon. They could do, what's the Quidditch? Mm-hmm. They could do learning about wizards. So, I mean, I would encourage them to take all of those courses because they're all one credit hour, probably, classes. And then they'll be in college for 15 years like their dad.
Tyson, would you take a Pokemon Go elective?
Yes. Yeah, I'm a level 21 on Pokemon Go now.
Oh, are you really? Wow.
Nice.
Believe it.
You could teach the class.
Yeah, the local library here, which looks like a giant Harry Potter castle, called Pokemon Go and said, we don't want your Pokestops or your gyms at our library, and they erased them.
Yep.
And so now all those people, there were hundreds and hundreds of people that were always camped out front of the library playing. Now they've all moved to this shopping center by where I live, and it's just going off down
there.
So
it was good for you.
Well, it doesn't really matter. The crowds are bigger now, but I don't think it matters.
Yeah, but it's
caught the craziest, the craziest looking thing. Well, it's always that one by the shopping center has always been open, but now there's just more people. Do you want to see this crazy looking thing I caught?
Sure. Tell us about it for the podcast listeners as well.
It better not be a deep pick.
Yeah. I'm opening the app. Okay. It's opened. Okay. So we're going to my Pokemon list.
Okay.
Okay. This is exciting.
Yeah. It's called a Pinsir. And it's it's a bug type, and it's has fighting. It has the Rock Smash and the Vice Grip.
Oh,
it's
that's
69.18 kilograms.
Yeah,
and it's 1.5 meters tall, and it looks like a giant earwig that's standing on 2 feet.
Okay, now why is this any more crazy than the other things you catch? I need context.
This one, I've never even seen or heard of this one. That's why. Because I think the rarity level of it might be greater than some of the other stuff I've seen.
Yeah,
but maybe our listeners can weigh in.
It's a very rare Pokemon.
Yeah, I evolved this the other day.
Okay. All right.
We're spending a little bit of time.
Another update on a story was sent to us by David Baltazar. After we talked about the satanic daycare groups that were popping up all over the place, Satan clubs launched in elementary schools across the country. Volunteers are now running or working on programs in many cities, including Seattle, Atlanta, and of course, Taylorsville, Utah. And while parents are divided on the issue, the founder claims that once they look past the stereotypes of Satanists, they will become more accepting. So this is really catching on, these satanic after school groups, Tyson. Have you and Rachel had the conversation yet about whether or not Bergen will attend?
Not quite yet. I think that this is just a social club like many other gatherings with the label of Satan for whatever reason people want to label it as. So I feel like it's probably just, I don't know. It's just people being people, man.
You know, in some extremely religious communities, I bet you they already thought they had Satanist clubs up there.
Probably.
Like drama club. Miley Cyrus fan clubs. So this isn't really new in a lot of places where people are extremely religious.
It's just labeled different.
It's just now Satan is taking, you know, is not going to be something that disguises itself as Satan Club. Now it's just going to be Satan Club. So they should be glad that these people are doing them that favor and saying, hey, look, no, we're not going to try and cover this up. This is Satan Club.
Yeah. Taking a front seat now.
Yep.
Okay, this is from one of the members of the group said, our goal is that when people see things from our perspective, they'll look beyond the stereotypical assumptions of the group. It really is possible to identify as a Satanist and live a moral, productive life. My wife has just joined some sort of mom's group that has meetings. Danny, is that what this is?
Sounds very similar.
Are you, yeah.
It sounds like your wife is probably a Satanist.
It definitely could be. It feels like that these ideas that I feel like I hear her talking about, that what these mom groups are discussing, they sound similar.
The love of the dark side of things. Actually, you know what? When he says people will stop, you know, they'll overcome the Satanist stereotypes. What is a stereotypical Satanist?
I think they're sacrificing animals and like, you know, doing like all sort of like pagan rituals.
Yeah.
It's probably not really like that.
Yeah. I never even thought that's what it would be like. But the other thing I was wondering, if you believe in Satan, I mean, does it mean you believe in God too?
Yeah. I think there's got to be the two sides of the coin. Yeah.
So you're like, you're rooting for the guy who didn't get the job in a way, like, you know.
Well, I think your impression is that Satan was right and God is wrong if you're choosing Satan's side, right?
Hmm.
That's got to be their perspective. I mean, like, you're wearing a Giants hat in L.A. and some people are like, cool, man. But most people are like, that's wrong.
Yeah. I guess so. I mean, is it not unlike, you know, rooting for the bad guys in a movie? Is that sort of like, is it cooler to be like sort of like rooting for like the bad guy wrestlers and stuff like that?
I don't know if it's cooler, but I mean, yeah, maybe to some.
Yeah, I don't know. All right. So we'll keep you guys posted as more news develops in the After School Satan Workshop. So, of course, if you see News AF happening, you want to let us know about it. Tips at newsaf.news. Also, you can follow us every week live on Tuesdays. News AF is Tuesday AF, or you can watch us on our Facebook page after the fact, or on the new News AF YouTube channel, which you can go to directly. Go to robinswebsite.com/newsaf. Tyson, we have any reviews that have come in this week on our iTunes page?
Yeah, we're getting a lot of reviews. Also, for those of you who don't know, our podcast is ranked Clean Lyrics on the iTunes charts. So,
okay. Oh, well, then I shouldn't have. I used some profane language today.
Oh, we try to keep it clean.
Yeah. Clean enough. So
yes.
I'll just read the top one here. Danny for President, 5 stars by Bryson Apostle.
Oh,
did you write this, Danny?
No. Well,
because remember when you used to draw pictures of you with
iTunes?
Remember when you used to draw pictures of us and use my last name as your last name? On your folder, on your Trapper Keeper?
I drew, actually, a picture of you once that they were going to send to you on Survivor, and it was some of my greatest work, and I don't think you ever got it.
Dang, dude, I never got it.
I know.
Danny for President.
Danny for President. Here we go.
What's up, News AF team? Hey, Danny, I was in Iceland last month. We could have chilled. Anyway, this podcast is simply astounding. Listeners can follow the zany misadventures of social media mogul Danny Bryson, Snapchat comedian Tyson Apostle, and also Rob.
While
hearing about news that is actual and factual, shout out to Lita and Scott, who also make this podcast possible. Peace out, dudes.
Oh, wow.
That guy's awesome. Greatest review so far. I like how it focuses on me.
Yes.
That was my favorite part of the review.
Yes. And also, good job shining a light on News AF intern Lita, who does a great job every week. And of course, Scott St. Pierre, who edits down the News AF podcast every week and makes that possible. So great job by the whole News AF squad.
Here's another one. Here's another one. Is it me or is Danny getting funnier by the week? Not that podcast Rob or Skinny Tyson are slipping, but Danny is killing the game. All my news comes from this podcast, which really hurts my daily conversations in a factual sense. Why would it hurt in a factual sense? We only share factual news. Anyways, I went off script there.
Yeah.
But Tyson,
you cut out for a second. What was the adjective that Danny is getting what by the week?
Danny is getting funnier by the week.
Funnier.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Now the pressure's on. I won't be as funny. Thanks a lot.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. I just jinxed you.
Yeah.
Well, thank Rube, not me.
Yeah. All right. Well, you could send us your reviews, honest reviews only. Go to newsaf.news to subscribe to the podcast or leave us your honest reviews and star ratings as well. Newsaf.news.
We're also on Google Music now, too. Did you know that?
Google Play, right?
Google Play, yep.
Yes.
We're on Google
Play. Spreading like a cancer through the web.
All around the internet. Going everywhere. Viral. All right.
All the way to Turkmenistan and back.
All right. Good stuff. All right. So we need a hashtag for this show. We got a couple of different options. Hashtag Nobel Pizza Prize.
Ooh.
Hashtag Brobituary. Hashtag Brobituary.
I like Brobituary.
Brobituary. Yes.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
I like that one too. That's great.
That iTunes review that you just read, that was like Danny's Brobituary.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Now we just got to get a good photo.
I got to see what my photo is because I could literally die at any moment.
Yeah. That's how you want to be remembered. I mean, that Brobituary.
We're closing this out with some classic mouth trumpeting by Rob and Danny, right?
No. Have Rob play the song that he played before because it was beautiful.
You want me to play you out with some mouth trumpeting? I don't know how we got on this, that Tyson was asking Danny to do it before the show. And I had said, oh, you mean like this? And now all of a sudden I'm like the lead mouth trumpeter.
It's because of my many talents. Tyson focuses on my mouth trumpet skills more than any other.
Yes.
And so
now I can't do it.
Well, Rob is great at it. Now I want to pass that torch to Rob.
Okay.
Let's hear it, Rob.
All right. Well, I will play us out with the mouth trumpet symphony. Of course, you can follow Tyson on social media at Tyson Apostle, at Danny Bryson. We'll be back next week with more News AF tips at News AF. All right, take it away.
That's beautiful. Oh my God.